Conservative MPP Jill Dunlop secured a decisive victory in Simcoe North Thursday night, helping Doug Ford win a third consecutive majority government. Dunlop topped the polls with more than 24,000 votes, 52%, while Liberal candidate Walter Alvarez Bardales helped his party gain ground in the riding, finishing second after amassing just over 13,000 votes, 27%. It was a different story for the new Democratic Party, NDP, as rookie candidate Jordy Malcolm finished a distant third, garnering less than 5,000 votes, under 10%, in a riding that has always voted conservative. In the last provincial election in 2022, the NDP finished in second place in Simcoe North, garnering more than 8,000 votes and almost 18% of ballots cast. Malcolm, a 19-year-old second-year history and political science student at the University of Ottawa and a graduate of Orillia Secondary School, spent election night watching movies with friends while awaiting the results. Although disappointed by the outcome, Malcolm remained philosophical about the campaign's efforts. "I'm disappointed, but I mean, we did the best that we could," she said. "Ultimately, if this is what people wanted, then that's what people wanted." Malcolm attributed the NDP's third-place finish to the early timing of the snap election, which she argued made it difficult for key voter groups to participate. "This election was called so early. It was really hard for the people who needed to vote for us the most, elderly people, disabled people, students," she said. "It was really hard for them to get out, especially in the weather in Simcoe North right now." The NDP candidate also noted the Liberal campaign's emphasis on strategic voting may have contributed to their second-place finish. "They did really push a platform that they were the strategic vote, even though I don't agree with that at all," Malcolm commented. As the youngest candidate in the race, Malcolm acknowledged her age presented both advantages and challenges during the campaign. "I think it may have been a disadvantage because some people doubted me," she said. "I got a lot of comments online from people who didn't want someone so young." However, Malcolm also noted that her age allowed her to relate more closely to the struggles faced by many working-class voters. "I'm still struggling with the cost of living, just like everyone else," she said. "I'm still searching for an affordable place to rent. So, I have a really good understanding of the issues that other working-class Canadians are dealing with." Balancing the demands of a political campaign with her academic responsibilities was another hurdle. "I prioritized my campaign a lot more than my school this time around," Malcolm said. "But it was fun, so it was worth it." Despite the challenges, Malcolm viewed the campaign as a success, especially in terms of engaging young voters. "I think it was really awesome to get the youth involved on such a high level," she said. "We did make progress regardless of whether or not we won." Malcolm says her campaign taught her the importance of grassroots campaigning and meeting voters where they're at. She highlighted the value of direct voter engagement at homes and workplaces as the most effective way to reach people. When asked if she would run again, Malcolm remained noncommittal but open to the possibility.